This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem and Shalom.
Bruchim Habam to the Kol Agra DePirka, Monday, National Shir. Welcome, everyone. We have a very exciting Shir for today, Ezra Sashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We also have very exciting news. Firstly, want to apprise everyone. Please mark down your calendars. We're having our first ever Machon Magid Rakia Yarche Kala, March 3rd to March 5th. That's taking place in Miami. Please join us for learning, for shiurim, to time to spend together. It will be a very interesting, exciting program, March 3rd to March 5th. At the end of February, February 17th to the 22nd, I believe, you can look on our site. We're planning a trip to, in the footsteps of the Chida, to Italy, to Livorno, to Pisa, to Ancona, to the Kfarim of many, many Gedolim, Achroinim, Mekubalim, the Zera Shimshon, the Abarbanel, the Ramah Mipano, Rav Menachem, Rav Moshe Zakuto, the Ramad Vali, and many, many others. If you'd like to join us, you could look on our site for more information. If anybody wants to mishtatef in upcoming Svarim, the next sefer in the queue is on Chinuch Habanim in Lashon HaKodesh, and as well as English sefer for Art Scroll on Lag BaOmer. We have an amazing topic this afternoon, a very exciting subject. A pasuk that perhaps we may overlook, but it's the most oft repeated pasuk in the entire Torah. And that is the pasuk of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. And God spoke to Moshe saying. This is the most oft repeated pasuk in the Chumash. It appears total 70 times. And there are a number of things we need to focus on. Number one, why does the pasuk changed from Dibur to Amira, Vayedaber and Lemar. It starts off with Dibur and it concludes with Amira. Let it say Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe and a lashon of Dibur, or Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemar. And why the repetition? Just say Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. God spoke to Moshe. What does Lemar mean? And probably many are thinking, and this is how the Radak interprets it. The Radak is found in the Sefer HaSharashim, Shairash Amar. He says the word Lemar means to relay, to convey. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. God spoke to Moshe. Lemar. That Moshe should say it over to the Jewish people. So the word Lemar is a command. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and he commanded him to say these things to Klal Yisrael. Accordingly, Moshe is being commanded to say these words to Paroi. So for example, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to who? Typically it would be to say to Yisrael, and in our parasha it's referring to the Jewish people. Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell the Jewish people. The Ramban, however, is very unhappy with this explanation. The Ramban does not accept this explanation of Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, that Lemar means to say over to the Jewish people. And the reason why the Ramban is not satisfied with that is for a number of reasons. Number one, very often after it says Lemar, it says Daber el Bnei Yisrael. So obviously Lemar does not mean to say to the Bnei Yisrael because it already says Lemar. So what's Daber el Bnei Yisrael adding? Now, the Ramban asks many questions on this commentary of the Radak. First of all, we have a pasuk Emesh, Amar Eli Lemar. Lavan says, yesterday God said to me, saying. And God didn't want Lavan to say it over to anybody. So obviously Lemar does not mean to say over to anyone, because there, God was not telling Lavan anything to relay or to convey. Furthermore, Lemar cannot mean to say over to others, so why would it repeat so often after the word Lemar, Daber al Bnei Yisrael? Or we have a pasuk, Vayomru el kol adas mini soloimer. Moshe said to all of Israel, saying, well, what do you mean saying? He doesn't need them to say to anyone. Or Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe, saying, Vayomru Bnei Yisrael el Moshe leimar. Or Moshe says, Va'oimar aleichem ba'esahi leimar. I said to you at that time, saying, they weren't supposed to say to anyone, and there are many such examples of this. Therefore, the Ramban says, the overwhelming preponderance of evidence leads us to believe that leimar does not mean in any way to say over to others. Again, either because it was not intended to be said to others, or because it already says after to say to others. Therefore, the Ramban offers a completely different interpretation in the word leimar. Namely, the Ramban says that the word leimar is teaching about, is what the word leimar is referring to is absolute clarity, definitive speech. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimar. And God spoke to Moshe saying, and I interrupt myself I want to ask a question, because the meaning of this pasuk is going to be very essential. Because whatever this pasuk means, we're going to have to try to explain. Whatever leimar means, we have to understand why would this be the most oft repeated pasuk in the Chumash. So even if we answer the questions, what's the difference between Dibor and Amira, and why say Lamar if it already said Vayedaber, another question we'll have to address is, why does the Torah repeat this pasuk so often? What is this pasuk conveying that the Torah keeps on repeating it? So Ramban understands the word Lamar means definitive speech, without any hemming or hawing, without any uncertainty or unclarity or ambiguity. That's why when Lavan tells Yaakov, yesterday God said to me, Lamar, meaning absolutely clear. There are no two ways about it. Otherwise, maybe Lavan says, I would have tried to harm you. If God would have said, well, maybe do your best not to do anything negative to Yaakov, Lavan said, I would have surely harmed you. The reason I didn't harm you is because God told me absolutely. He told me, Lamar. Therefore, the Ramban says, Lamar is definitive. And accordingly, we can understand why this is such an important pasuk for the Torah to repeat. Because Lamar then is conveying the status of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban says, the reason why the Torah says Lamar when God speaks to Moshe, and the reason why the Torah repeats it, is ki nevuas Moshe peh el peh yedaber boi veloy bechidois. Because the prophecy to Moshe is mouth to mouth without any riddles. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in a clear and definitive manner. And now we understand why the Torah repeats this pasuk so often, in order to review and reiterate the fundamental principle that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was on a completely different level than any other Navi. Namely, it was Ba'asba Klariya Hama'ira, absolute clarity. So according to the Ramban, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar is articulating one of the most fundamental principles of the Torah. Namely, that Hashem communicates to Moshe without any ambiguity, without any uncertainty, with absolute clarity. We find that Rabbeinu Bechaye explains and offers a different interpretation of Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. He says, Leimar refers to Nistar. All of the Torah has Nigla and Nistar. The Nigla is the Pshat of the Mitzvah. The Nistar is the Panemius of the Mitzvah. That for the multitude, they can't necessarily attain and access it. Like David HaMelech says, Achas Diber Elohim Shtayim Zu Shamati. The word, the Dibor is Echad. The Dibor is Echad. But it has two meanings. Like Shlomo says, Tapuche Zahav B'maskiyos Kesef. Golden apples in silver settings. The Nigla is the silver. The inner is the gold, which is in the silver. That's the meaning of Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, God spoke to Moshe the pshat of the mitzvah. Leimar, to reveal the secret of the mitzvah. So Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar is conveying, according to Rabbi Nachaye, seemingly another fundamental principle, that the Torah contains two aspects to it, the revealed and the hidden. And it would come out then that the reason why the Torah reiterates and repeats this so often is because fundamental to our connection to Torah is that there are two dimensions of Torah. But the Rabbeinu Bechai goes on to explain the inyan of Dibur and Amira in a more Kabbalistic sense. He says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe is koyach hapnimi hanelam leimar al yidei shechina. Vizehu asher kosafti lohoyroisam. Dibur is more pnimi than Amira. The Dibur, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, is the Torah Shebichsav, and the Amira is the Torah Shebalpeh, as is known to the Chachmei Kabbalah. So even though this is beyond our pay grade, this is beyond our comprehension, but on a simple level, Rabbeinu Bechaye is understanding that Vayedaber is referring to Torah Shebichsav, and Leimar is referring to Torah Shebalpeh. And that means the Torah is conveying that God gave to Moshe Rabbeinu two chelkei Torah, the chelek of the Torah Shebichsav and the chelek of the Torah Shebalpeh. And accordingly, while we understand why the Torah reiterates so many times, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, because it is fundamental, again, to our connection to Torah, that there are two dimensions. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Dibur, Torah Shebichsav. Amira, Torah Shebalpeh. Well, based on this, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Baruch Tam offers a stunning explanation for the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Psukim in Tehillim, Parakuf Yates. Sarim ridafuni chinam, umidvarcha pacha libi, sasa noichi alim rasecha, kemoitze shalorav. David HaMelech says, princes pursued me for nothing, and from your dibur my heart feared, but I rejoice over your word like someone who finds great treasures. Who are these officers and princes that ran pursued David HaMelech, and why was he so scared of the dibur and rejoiced over the amira? So the Sefer Peninim Yikarim brings to the Baruch Tam that of course these princes were Doyeg, Ho'adoymi, and others who challenged the lineage of David HaMelech. And they said, David, you're not worthy to come into the Kahal. You're Pasul Lavei B'Kahal. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem. And David, of course, came from Rus HaMoyavia. And therefore David HaMelech says, Sarim Rudafuni Chinam, princes run after me for nothing. Umidavarcha Pachad Libi, and from your word, my heart is frightened. So the Dibur is referring to the Torah Shebichsav. David was very scared of the Torah Shebichsav because the Torah Shebichsav says, Lo yavoy amoini umayavi b'kal Hashem. But says David, Sasa noichi alim rasecha. The Torah Shebalpeh is amira. Kemoitze shalarav. We know the Torah Shebalpeh is Lo yavoy amoini v'loy amoinis, Lo yavoy mayavi v'loy mayavis. So David was scared of umidvarcha pachad libi, but when it comes to the amira of the Torah Shebalpeh, sasa noichi alim rasecha, kemoitzei shalo rav. So Doeg and Achitovah wanted to disqualify David, and that's why David was afraid of the dibor of Hashem, and he rejoiced over the amira of the Torah Shebalpeh. By the way, the Gra likewise in his commentary to Tehillim, he explains it in the same vein. And the Gra adds that Dibur is referring to Torah Shebichsav. Why? Because we find in Torah Shebichsav Vayidaber and Vayomer. But in the Torah Shebalpeh, we only find Amira. Amar Abaye, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Vayidaber, we don't find in Torah Shebalpeh. So, Torah Shebichsav, we find Vayidaber. In the Tarsha Baal Peh, we have Amaram Gamlia, Vachachamim Oimrim, and so on and so forth. Therefore, Amira is reflective of the Tarsha Baal Peh, Rava Amar, Amar Abaye. In the footnote, we bring an interesting question. There is, in fact, one Tana who often is referred to with the Lashon of Dibor, and that's the Tana Rameir, Divrei Rameir, Divrei Rameir. One of the only Tanaim where we have Divrei Rameir, the Tanakama. And we suggest because perhaps Rameir's Torah, which was on such a sublime level, had a status in a way of Tarsha B'Chsav. Like the Gemara Megillah says that one time Rameir went to Asya and he wrote a Megillah Baal Peh. And the Gemara asks, how is he allowed to do that? Don't you have to write a Megillah from a pre-existing Megillah? To which the Gemara says, no, Rameir was different. To Rameir, the whole Torah was in his sort of mind's eye. The whole Torah, Rameir, was in his mind, in his mind's eye. So, so Rameir's Torah might have been bebechinas Torah shebechsav. Therefore, it says divrei Rameir. Now, let's explain this further. This idea that Torah shebechsav is Dibor, Tarsha Baal Peh, is Amira. Why is that? Why is Dibor associated with Tarsha B'Chsav and Amira is associated with Tarsha Baal Peh? We know that if somebody injures their friend, the Torah writes, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yad, regel tachas regel, kivya. So literally the Torah says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That means according to the reading of the psukim, the punishment for someone who knocks out the eye or the limb of his friend is we do the same to him, mida k'neged mida. However, the chazal come along and they say, no, that's not the case. We don't blind his eye. We don't cut off his hand. It means money. So here it is. The written law is taking a very strict approach. The written law is saying, eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The oral law says, nah, just pay money. So in a way, the written law is strict. Is midas hadin, dibor. The oral law is with mercy. Is midas harachamim. Another example, I would humbly add, is the fact that the Torah writes that arbaim yakenu, you give someone 40 lashes, v'asura banon ubatzurle, achas, the rabbis come along and they knock it down one. So again, the written law is Dibur Kasha. The oral law is Amira Raka. Here's another example of this, a beautiful example that Reb Schwab gives in the Sefer Ion Tefillah. We say in the Halalukas, La'asois nekama bagoyim, toichechos bal'umim, lesar malcheyem bezikim, nechvedeyem mechavle barzel, La'asois bohem mishpat kasuv. To execute against them written justice. Written justice. Mishpat kasuv. Written justice. What's the emphasis on written justice? Just say Hashem should mete out punishment to the enemy. Says Reb Schwab, the emphasis of mishpat kasuv is something that's written in the Chumash, in the Torah, is strict, without any flexibility, without any dispensation. It's dibur. It's mishpat kasuv. Like the pasuk says, ayin tachas ayin. Or like the pasuk says, the katsoy says kappa, cut off her hand. Oh no, Chazal say no, it means pay money. So, you know what it's like, says Rav Schwab, Tarsha b'chsav is a midas hadin, Tarsha b'al peh is a midas harachamim. And just like with the creation of the world, God saw the world cannot exist with midas hadin, so He joined up with midas harachamim. So too, as if the world cannot exist with Tarsha b'chsav, the Ribbono Shel Olam joined up Tarsha b'al peh. And what we're asking Hashem to mete out against our enemy is La'asos bohem mishpat kasuv, to mete out written law, execute written law. So that's another example of mishpat kasuv. So the Tar Shebechsav is midas hadin, the Tar Shebal Peh is midas harachamim. Another example, the Rambam says in Hilchos Sefer Torah, if you wrote an extra yud where there shouldn't, or you didn't write a yud where there is, where there was a, where there should be a yud. Or you wrote a word which is a kri, and you wrote it kikriyasa, not kiksivasa. For example, you wrote yishkevena instead of yishkalena. You wrote techoirim instead of apulim. Or you wrote a parshas pchusa, susuma. In any of these cases, the Sefer Torah is pasul, and it does not have kedusha Sefer Torah. That means when it comes to the Torah Shebichsav, if you deviate an iota, even a hair's breadth, the whole Sefer Torah is pasul, and it doesn't have kedusha Sefer Torah. Why is that? But you still have the main message. You still get the gist. The main point is still being expressed. Why doesn't it have kedusha Sefer Torah? Well, says Reb Schwab, when it comes to kedusha Sefer Torah of the Torah Shebichsav, if you're missing even the thorn of the yud, you can't make a bracha on it. Because when it comes to the written law, there's no flexibility, there's no acceptability, it's perfection or nothing. Because Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin. Masha Inkein, Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas Harachamim. And therefore, you could have any language. You could have Torah Shebichsav in Torah Shebaal Peh in Spanish, and in French, and in Swahili, and in any language you want. Moshe Rabbeinu himself translated the Torah. So therefore, and that's the reason why Torah is the responsibility of the loving father, and the Av HaRachamon, because Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas HaRachamim. Says Reb Schwab, that's why in the Chumash, in the Gemara, God is referred to as Rachmana, the merciful one, because the Torah emanates from the Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Gemara, the perception of Hashem is Rachmana, the merciful one. So Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin, Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas HaRachamim. We bring here that this presentation is not so simple. There are sources to the opposite effect, that in fact Torah Shebichsav is Midas HaRachamim and Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas Hadin. For example, in the Tikkunei Zohar, Tikkun Yud Aleph, where the Zohar says Torah Shebichsav is given from the right hand and Torah Shebaal Peh is given from the Midas HaGvura, from Midas Hadin. And only a Gibar could withstand the Torah Shebaal Peh. Furthermore, there is another amazing source that Torah Shebichsav is Keneged Midas HaRachamim and Torah Shebaal Peh is Keneged Midas Hadin from the teachings of the Gra in the Kaivetz Tzifunais, where on the Pasuk Shishim Hema Malachais, there are 60 Masechtais. The Rikanti brings that our tradition is there are 63 Masechtais. 11 for Zraim, 12 in Moed, 7 in Nashim, 10 in Nazikin, 11 in Kachim, 12 in Tarais. The Smag says the simon is Libach Yehe Gasbahem. And if you consider Nazikin all one Masechta, it's 61. However, if you consider them separate Masechtas, and you consider the 30 Prakim of Kalim, 3 Masechtais, is a total of 65 Masechtais, which the Gra then offers the following incredible remez. The Shem Havaya, which is 26, is Keneged Torah Shebichsav, the 24 books of the Torah Shebichsav, plus the 2 Luchais. 26 is Keneged the Torah Shebichsav. Shem Havaya is Keneged the Torah Shebichsav. Adnos Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which in a way is Midas HaRachamim, 65, is the Keneged the 65 Masechtais, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. So here we're seeing the opposite, that the Shem Havaya, which is Rachamim, is Keneged Torah Shebichsav, and Adnos, which is an element of Din, is Keneged the Torah Shebaal Peh. But in our presentation today, we're going with many sources that we saw, that Dibur is Torah Shebichsav, Midas Hadin, Umidvarcha Pachad Libi, but Leimar is the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Midas HaRachamim. And now we understand why Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Leimar is the most oft repeated pasuk in Chumash. Because it's conveying the fundamental principle that every aspect of Torah has two chalakim to it. It has Torah Shebichsav, and it has Torah Shebaalpeh. That's the basic tenet of our belief in the Torah. That there's Bichsav and there's Baalpeh. Now after the war against Amalek, Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to destroy Amalek, and Hashem says, Kisoiv zois zikaroin ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Why does Moshe tell Yeshua to write this down? We don't find any other parsha that Moshe is commanded to write. So again, Reb Schwab says that since the destruction of Amalek is Midas Hadin, to execute Mishpat Kasuv, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it an element of Midas Hadin, of Tar Shebachsav. But likewise, the mitzvah of remembering Amalek has to be also mitoich haksav. Kesoiv zoisikar masefer, the Gemara in Megillah Darshins, that it has to be dafka mitoich haksav. Why does this zechira need to be dafka mitoich haksav? We don't have to remember Shabbos dafka mitoich haksav, or we don't have to remember Miriam dafka mitoich haksav. So Reb Schwab says, because mechias Amalek is the ultimate midas hadin, and therefore, it has to emanate from an element of the Torah Shebichsav, which is Midas Hadin. In the winter of Tavshin Ayin Ches, I guess about 6 years ago, I had the zechus to visit Reb David Kayin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, and we were sitting at his table, and he shared the following beautiful idea, which fits in amazingly with what we just learned. Every Friday night in the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, we say, Magen Avohis Bidvaroi Mechaye Mesim B'mamaroi. We say Hashem is the shield of the Avos with his Dibur, and he's Mechaye Mesim B'amira. Why do we say by Magen Avohis Bidvaroi and by Mechaye Mesim B'mamaroi? And Rav David Cohen said as follows. He says, the fact that Hashem is the Magen to the Avos, that says explicitly. It says, Achar Adram Ha'ela, Diber Hashem El Avram B'machzeh Leimar, Al Tira Avram, Anoichi Magen Lach. So that's a Dibur, that's a Torah Shebichsav. But Mechaye Meisim, that's our tradition. That's not explicit in the Torah Shebichsav. That's more a Dibur, the Torah Shebaalpeh. So then, the Nusach HaTfila fits very well into the way that Rabbeinu Bechaye teaches. So we learned today four approaches to understand the Pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Number one, the Radak in the Sefer HaSharashim. Lemar means to say to others. The Ramban asks, there are many examples where it clearly does not mean to say to others. Hashem told Lavan, Emesh, Amar Hashem Elai Lemar, and Hashem didn't want Lavan to say it to anybody. The Ramban says Lemar means definitively, absolutely, without any confusion. And we explained, that's why the Torah repeats this so often, because it's a fundamental tenet of our Amunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was absolutely clear. Then you have a third Pshar, Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Dibur is the Nigla, and Amira is the Kabbalah, the secrets. And then ultimately, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, "Vayidaber is Torah Shebichsav, and Lemar is Torah Shebaalpeh," and it fits very well into the Psukim in Tehillim. Sarim Ridafuni Chinam Umedvarcha Pachad Libi Sasa Anoichi Alim Rasecha Kemaitzei Shalorav. And the Torah Shebichsav is Mishpat Kasuv, is Midas Hadin. But the Torah Shebaalpeh is Rachmana, is Amira Amar Abaye. And that's why we explained it's Magen Avos Bidvaroi, but Mechaye Mesim B'mamaroi. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's some insight into the most oft repeated pasuk in the Chumash, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. I wish everyone a great day. Kol Tov, everyone. Thanks for listening. Kol Tov. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.